Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. And Sports Radio 66. WFAN New York.
10:21, we're live in Tampa, Florida, Steinbrenner Field, where the Yankees kick off the exhibition season. You'll hear the game right here on the Fan. 12:55, John and Susan have a short pregame, and then the game action here. I'm Sweeney Murdy, taking you right up until then, and pleased to be joined for season number, 24 on the Yankee broadcast. Is that right, Ken Singleton?
Yeah, that's true. 24 years now with the Yankees, and time has flown by, to be honest with you.
Yes Network has the game on TV today. We have the game here on radio. Kenny, first of all, listen, you had kind of retired, right? And then you decided to come back.
Yeah, they made me an offer I couldn't refuse. And, our boss, John Filippelli, he calls me about the All-Star break every year and sees if I want to come back for another year. And like I said, he makes it very enticing. You know, it's hard to turn him down. You know, I love my job. He makes it easy. I don't have as many games to do as I used to. I only do games in certain cities, you know, where I live in Maryland, and also home. I have a home down here, so I do the games down here primarily. And the other guys don't like going out to the West Coast. I like going out there, so that's it. You know, I don't get to see you guys very often, but when I do, I'm ready.
Listen, it's fun to see you guys, and I want to say that fans very excited when they heard about Gerrit Cole.
Uh-huh.
Players very excited when they heard about Gerrit Cole.
Uh-huh.
As a guy who's done the games and you've seen him pitch, what's your excitement level to watching him pitch in a Yankee uniform?
Well, just the little bit that he's been in a Yankee uniform, a little bit of time, he's very impressive. You can see that this guy knows his business. He goes about it in a very studious manner, and he's preparing himself for that first start of the year in Baltimore on opening day, March 26th. Aaron Boone has already said, yeah, it's a good bet. He's going to be the opening day pitcher. And just his stuff is impressive, to say the least. But how he uses it is even more impressive. He knows his business and what he's doing.
Yeah, I likened him a little bit to watching a guy like Roger Clemens go out there and prepare. And I know like it got hard-throwing right-hander, but he seems to be just the way he thinks about it, and he's able to convey it a lot easier to guys like you and me. Well, guy like me, you obviously know a little bit more about the ins and outs of it, but he seems more willing to share that stuff, maybe a little more approachable than Roger was, but the work ethic and the philosophies behind it seem similar.
Well, his first start is Monday, I believe.
Monday night, yep.
Yeah, okay, it's going to be here, and I'm sure there'll be a good turnout, you know, fans. You're starting to see the number of people in this area start to pick up. Traffic gets a little heavier.
Yeah.
You know, spring training, spring break is on the way. When you are ready to go somewhere, you're going to have to leave about 10 minutes earlier.
You're preparing for today's game over on the TV side.
Uh-huh.
We'll only see J-Hap probably for about an inning or so, but it was a weird year for Hap last year. What do you make of what you saw from him last year and, you know, and what he has to do to get right for this season?
He finished strong last year. Mm-hmm. I think that was good for him. You know, he kind of struggled. He gave up more home runs than he's ever given up in a season. Yeah. I think it was about 34. So
a lot of pitchers can say that last season.
Oh, yeah, but he was up there among the league leaders. I think one thing, he pitched the second most innings on his team. Mm-hmm. Only Tanaka threw more than him. And I just think that he's a very steady pitcher. He's a guy who, you know, one year he was a 20-game winner with Toronto. But now he's more of a down-in-the-rotation guy. A four, But with the injuries the Yankees have already had, he might move up to number three. So, you know, hopefully he gets off to a good start this year. I can see this team. I really can't see them having as many injuries as they had last year. That was just a year that was just off the charts as far as guys going on the IL. But already you have two. Two-fifths of your rotation is out for a while. Hopefully Severino can bounce back quickly. I know Paxton won't be back until about June. So they're going to have to make do like they did last year.
We're talking to Ken Singleton of the YES Network, the Yankees and Blue Jays today on The Fan and on YES at 1 o'clock, getting the exhibition season started. The injuries hit position players quite a bit last year, and the Yankees were able to manage the lineup because they still had a couple of really good stars like Gleyber Torres and DJ LeMahieu, who carried a large share and played all season. But Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, since the Yankees got Stanton, we've been dreaming about this, you know, Mantle and Maris type of lineup. They've combined, Kenny, hit 95 home runs in two seasons. We would think they would have eclipsed that in one season. It's been hard to keep them on the field. I'm thinking 130 games is a good number for them to shoot for. We haven't seen them come close to it yet.
130? I'd like to see more than that if possible. I know at this day and age, they give guys days off. You see guys play 150, that's pretty good. 150, that was a normal year for me.
Yeah.
The fact is that nowadays, I'd like to see Judge have a year like he had in 2017 when he should have been the MVP of the league. I think that Stanton has been the MVP in the National League. So if they can have those type of years and everybody else jumps on and plays like they did last year, this team is going to be very formidable.
The Yankees get Miguel Andujar back. He's one of the guys who was hurt last year, and you know, luckily Gio Urshela stepped up. But you know what kind of a hitter he can be. And we saw him struggle at third base defensively. Are you going to – if he continues – where he picked up, where he left off in spring training, and he hits, and you see that bat is where it was in 2018. Do you just, it doesn't matter where you put him. Do you just find a place for him, or does he need to perform defensively a little bit?
Well, I think Urshela's got the job at third. I mean, offensively, he played better than he ever played before. But you're right about Andujar and his ability to hit the ball. My nickname for him is Senor Lina. I mean, that's Mr. Line Drive. And it seems like when that comes out of my mouth, there's a line drive somewhere on the field. I saw him working out in left field the other day, and I was kind of impressed. He had some nice moves out there. I know it wasn't game conditions or anything like that. You get out left field at Yankee Stadium and you look around, it's a lot of room to cover. That's why Gardner's been so good over the years. Unfortunately, Hicks is out, and Gardner's going to have to play center field. But I just think he's athletic enough that he could play some left field. If you have to put somebody in defensively for him after you get the lead, that's fine. Maybe he can play some first base. I mean, he can catch a ground ball. Over at first, he won't have to throw it very often. Maybe the second to get a double play, but that's about it. I just think he's going to have to add to his versatility to get the playing time that he wants and the at-bats that he wants.
You mentioned watching him work out. I'm kind of curious, when you work out in the outfield here, you know, the balls hit to you a lot right away, okay? They're hitting, you know that they're hitting the ball to you. When you're in a game, it might be an hour before you get a ball hit to you. So for somebody who's never played the outfield before like he does, what kind of an adjustment is that to, to be ready and use all the things you worked, but be prepared not to maybe have it happen for an inning or two?
That's a good point. But one thing you have to do as an outfielder, when the ball is hit, even when it's not hit to you, you have to move in that direction. You have to make sure you're backing up a base in case there's an overthrow. It's not just because the ball's hit to you, you make plays. There's other things you have to do as an outfielder. And I think that's what he has to learn. When the ball's hit to you, you got to make the play or you don't. As simple as that. But other plays, you got to be on your toes and back up.
All right, so let's talk about expectations. You were on a team that went to the World Series in 1979, and you came back in 83.
You won
83.
I
do remember that. It's not where I was going with this. I blocked that out. But you came back in 80, probably believing that you were going back, that you were still as good as you were in 79, best team in the league, and having the ability to go back to the World Series again. I'm thinking about managing the expectations of that. How do you, everybody expects you to go back. You mm-hmm. expect you to go back. How do you keep that manageable for the course of a long season?
Well, you stay focused. Basically, if you went to the World Series the year before, you've got a good team if you haven't made too many adjustments. Now, the year we won 79, we won 102 games in the regular season. The next year, 80, we won 100 games, and we went home. Yeah. There was
no wild card,
no wild cards in those days.
Yankees won 103 that year.
Yeah, they did, and they were a great team. Two teams winning 100 games in the same division, that's pretty solid. So to be on their tails all year and win 100 games in the other division, we probably would have gone to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So it just didn't happen. We were playing at the wrong time against the wrong team. I just think we lost the World Series in 79.
Mm-hmm.
So our focus was to get back and win. It was a crushing loss, too. Yeah. I mean, we had been up 3-1 and lost it. So it took us 4 years to rectify that, but we got it done as a team.
Expecting to win. Uh-huh. That's a heavy load to carry.
Well, yeah, but that's what you go out there for, Sweeney. Mm-hmm. That's what I went out there for. You go out there, you got better than a 50. If you got a good team, you got a better than 50-50 chance of going home with a smile on your face every day. And basically, that was my 10 years in Baltimore. We had a win record every year. And we didn't make the playoffs every year, but we got the 2 World Series in those years. And it was fun playing on a team where you knew every day when you went out there, you had a chance to win the game. And primarily, it starts with your pitching. And that's why I thought the Yankees, now they got a couple of injuries. But when your pitcher is as good or better than the other team, that right away, you got the edge. And, some days that doesn't work, but most days it does.
All right, so you didn't have HD TV screens to look at, but you were looking for signs. Everybody was looking for signs, uh-huh. right? Everybody was trying to do something about it. Your take on what the Astros have been through and what we've learned about it.
No, I don't think they've been through what they're going to go through for the rest of the remainder of this season. I think that wherever they go on the road, they're going to hear about it. They want to sweep it under the rug as quickly as possible. It seems to me they don't want to taint their championship in 2017, but it's already tainted, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. They don't want to say that they cheated. They don't want to say that word. You know, they'll say we did things wrong, but they don't want to use the word cheat. I just think that they're kind of lucky they don't get to New York till September.
Mm-hmm.
But they go to Oakland, their second series.
Mike Fiers.
Away.
Yep.
And, speaking of Mike Fiers, he was a whistleblower. But fans don't know that when he left Houston, he went to Detroit. He pitched 21. He made 21 starts for the Tigers. He didn't say anything in Detroit. Mm-hmm. But it all changed when he went to Oakland because now he's playing for a division rival, and there was really something on the line. Detroit wasn't a very good team, so I guess it didn't matter if he said something or not. But when he got to Oakland, he did. And in a way, I'm glad he did. I want all this cleaned up. I think they're from this point on, they have to make very specific rules as to what will happen to you as a ball club. A ball club, not as an individual, but as a team. Mm-hmm. And I think what that will do, if there are suspensions and fines involved and all this that could really hurt, I think what it'll do, it'll make players on teams that aren't involved in the electronic sign stealing to speak up and make sure that the other guys on the team don't do it. So I think from this point on, and I think the Players Association and the owners can agree on this, because right now we have players sniping at each other, which, I can't remember
doesn't
that.
Doesn't happen,
it
right?
It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And that goes back to the days when I was playing, when there were lockouts and strikes every other year, and the players had really had a chance to be divided, but they never were. And they all stood together in those days, and that's why the players today have the benefits they have now.
Well, and you were a very strong union guy. But the point I brought up, and I talked to Zach Britton about this, and you hear that conversation here in about an hour and a half. The union is designed to protect the Astros, too.
Yeah.
And that's one of the biggest issues going on right now, is the players wanted the Astros to be punished, but their union protects them.
Yeah, well, the players' union is very strong. The owners have learned that over the years, and the players' union has gained a lot of strength. But I think you have to be reasonable. Cheating's cheating, and whether you're a union member or not, or you belong to the union as the Astros do, there has to be some sort of punishment, and this time they skated, and I don't think there should be any skating in the future.
Do you have an idea of what you think is a fair and reasonable punishment?
Yeah, I do. Maybe it's a little bit unreasonable, but I think you take the players who have the six most plate appearances on a team. Baseball season is 6 months. One of those players has to miss a month, whether he was involved in the cheating or not. Mm. And what that would do is make sure that the guys on the team will speak up and say, stop this, because I could be punished for something I'm not even doing. And I think if you, in this day and age, with how much money the players are making, if you have to miss a month and you take one of each one of your six best players out of the lineup for a month of the season, it's really going to hurt your team.
Kenny, I'm glad you're back. It's nice to hear your voice. I'm glad the fans will get to hear your voice and see your face on TV coming up in about 2.5 hours and later during on this year. Thanks for giving me a couple minutes.
Yeah, I shaved today, so I'm ready. TV ready. All right.
TV ready. Ken Singleton will be on the Yes Network today, 1 o'clock. Yankees and Blue Jays, that game is here on The Fan. John and Susan will have it for you here. I'm Sweeney Murdy here in Tampa, and I will take you right up until first pitch. We've got more to come here. Tino Martinez will join me in the booth here in a few minutes. We'll also hear from Zach Britton a little bit later on in the show. Coming back in just a moment.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.